Shei, Shei, Siv, Beis. Al-Maim, Shebishlu, Bem, Yerokis, Mevorech, Rocha, Atma, Shebrocha, Yerokis, Atma. If you cook vegetables in water, so the water itself has the same brocha as the vegetables. Make a bar for Yadom. And Shebrua, though, adds, is only when you cook them to eat the vegetables also. If you just cook it to drink the juice, the water, that got the flavor, but not to eat the vegetable itself, then you make a shako. For he says that if you have, they used to have some type of apple drink that they cook up the apples and they spill out the, they wouldn't eat the apples, they did just to make the apple cider, that'll be a shako. If you have beets that you cook up in order to have borscht, it's also made not get to drink it, and not for the beets, they make a shako. A big tradition, but that's, I think it's a very basket. So basically, if you have a vegetable soup with vegetables inside, so for sure, if you eat vegetables also, you make a barkei adam and you cover the water also because it's covered with vegetables. Even for whatever reason it is, here, at this point of time, you're adding the vegetables, you're just going to take out some of the soup. It would also be a barkei adam because it was made to eat with the vegetables, just now you're eating part of it without the vegetables, that's considered like the vegetable itself. If you have chicken soup with vegetables in it, so then the primary flavor there is chicken soup. It has some vegetable flavor in it. So the soup itself, you would make a shahako. The Shabbat says, what would be in a case where you had farfel, lokshin, noodles, and other farfel things that are made out of flour, and you cook them in a liquid, and you just want to drink the liquid? So the Shabbat says, it's a suffix. If you should make a Bayim Zaynus on that liquid, which is a Kiddush, that's what he says. And therefore he says that you should take a little bit of the Zaynus and make a Zaynus on it, and then afterwards make a bracha on something that's a Shahakum, and you cover both brachas. You have to eat also enough of each one of them to make a bracha Zaynus, otherwise you get stuck with that. He says this is Dafka when the Ikka Kavana was to eat the broth. But if you want to eat the noodles also, which is the normal way of doing things, then you make a bracha on the noodles and you cover all the liquid there, even if it's more liquid than the noodles. But since it's one unit, stupid noodles, you make a bracha on the mezainis. Yeah, the first case is a very uncommon case that somebody books it up just for the liquid, and not mezainis for the cooking. If you have a soup, which is by far the majority of the soup, is just a few little noodles floating around in the soup, so then the soup is not tuffled to the mezainis. But the mezainis also not tuffled to the soup, so you make a bracha on each one of them. He brings in the chayotim, says, in this case, it's better to make a shakal on something else. So if you have a lot of, the way kids eat their soup, you make a mezainis on it. Adults have a little, few noodles on the top, but, I mean, sometimes you're putting in, you can make a bracha on both. If you want to be matzah, make a shakal on something else. Yeah. That should say that the soup that comes out of vegetables has a bracha on the vegetables, it's only a case where you cook it in water, and the male of the flavor of the water is the flavor of the vegetables. You have other things in it that gave it a different flavor, and now it doesn't taste like a vegetable, then you make a shakal on it also. Of course, you make a shakal also, as we said before, that you cook a vegetable together with meat, and or chicken soup, the broth retains the bracha of shakal. If you have a lot of vegetables in the chicken soup, then you make a bracha on the vegetables in the part of the soup. If you have just a few of them, then the yarek is tough to the soup. If you cook vegetables together with chicken or meat, and vegetables, and it's not just they have to give taste. You want to eat the vegetables independently, then you make broth on each one of them. It's two different things that happen to be cooked together.